"It's pretty, ain't it?" said Martha, not turning from the stove. "Gideon made it summers ago. Shadrach and Obadiah both laid in it, and Jabez too. Come June, there'll be another." Grandma opened one eye.
"Anybody can add knows that girl. Where's my broth at?"
Martha gave her a full bowl, and Grandma disappeared into it with a noise like the meander at flood time. Dory took her own bowlful and said shyly,
"The new baby, Mrs. Briggs. Do you think I might make it a little quilt?"
And then she wished the words back, because Mrs. Briggs might think she was disfavoring the old piece of blanket.
"Why, lovey," said Martha, touched. "Hear that, Ma? Dory's making a quilt for the next one. None of the others have what you could rightly call a quilt. It would be... You really want to make it a quilt, Dory?"
Dory nodded, feeling happy.
"I have the blue cloth, ma'am, and I like to sew."
"Better you than me," said Martha. "I never had the touch. I sew like a bramble bush, and Shebby's worse than I am."
She sighed unregretfully.
"It's like feeding. I can fill their stomachs, but I can't make a pie that makes you think of heaven."
"I guess nobody can," said Dory, smiling at the idea.
"Micah says that's how yours taste," Martha said. "He come home one day, turning handsprings like a lamb in a meadow, singing like a bobolink. Said you'd gave him a piece. Gideon figured maybe he'd pay your kitchen a visit some day hisself."
"He never came," said Dory, a little wistful.
"Oh, he never meant it serious," Martha said quickly. "Gideon's not one to ask." "Ma, you're blowing that broth right out onto the floor." "He's prideful, and that's a sin, but he's been good to me, Gideon has. Sun'll rise up dark for a while, I guess, after he's gone. But you get used to things, and Micah knows more sense than he shows. Gideon's taught him."
Dory put her bowl down carefully on the table.
"Gideon's going away?"
"Got no choice,"
said Grandma, smacking her lips and looking around for her turnip.
"Oh, lovey, they all go away," Martha said a little wearily. "It's something has to be lived with. Oldest son of the oldest son, each one marked, I guess, from the days of Adam hisself. Wandering men, all of them, and when their call comes, they go."
"Their call?"
"That's how they name it," Martha said. "Amy said you could never mistake it. It comes so clear."
"Hoeing man lays down his hoe,"
Grandma put in, setting her son's story straight.
"That's right," Martha nodded. "Come to Amos in the field, it did. He put down his hoe and followed it right then and there. Don't seem right to a woman, but you can't argue with a river where it's going, or a rock where it will rise."
"But,"
said Dory.
"Gideon frets," Martha said. "That's the only difference. He's readied himself, like coming to baptism or something. He raised Micah to do what's got to be done, and he's fixed things so we can manage. I know in my heart that he'll go away sad, but he'll go, Dory, when his call comes."
"Amos goes whistling,"
said Grandma, and tried to do it for them, toothlessly.
"Well," said Martha, putting it all behind her, "there's times he comes back, too. Seems like a wandering man has to have a place to wander from."
There were 5 shouts from outside, chiming like bells. Someone cried,
"Dory, come quick! Cow's bedded!"
And Dory ran to the door. Micah was first and caught her hand and flew her to the shed.
"She'll get up," he panted, "if we don't hurry."
And then they were all at the shed, and he thrust her through the doorway ahead of him, and sure enough, Cow was bedded. The cow seemed very surprised about it, and well she might,
for it had taken the strength of all the Briggses to make her lie down and appreciate her new comforts.